How'd you like to be trapped on an airplane with a screaming kid for 8 hours? This was a flight from Germany to Newark, New York.
Oh, wow, an international flight.
Over the
New Jersey
ocean.
And
we've all been in a flight where there was a baby, and I really end up feeling sorry for the parent because, yeah, you know, sometimes they have an ear problem, you know, they,
right.
And, but this kid here sounds demonic, and he screamed the entire flight. Oh, man. Couldn't they put him in the bathroom or something?
Zip tie.
Duct tape.
Duct tape his mouth.
Somebody get the Benadryl.
Right.
Oh, that is the worst.
Red rum. Red rum.
Red rum. Red rum.
Do we have any priests on board?
Oh.
This is why I did not have children.
Red rum.
We've taken this kid, trying to make something positive out of it.
Put him in a band.
Put him in a band. Yeah, let's make good use of those pipes. Another one.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Sean White won his third career gold medal Wednesday, but let's flash back to 2006. When a 19-year-old Sean White won his first gold and in an interview with CNN admitted everywhere he went, people were buying him drinks.
I had unlimited service after that. I was getting drinks and I was getting snacks. And I mean, I was taking photos in the back with all the students. It was fun.
Wait a minute. Drinks? You're 19 years old.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
Nice recovery. That was smoother than his run the other day. That's today's Wild Pitch.
We have the demonic kid that was screaming on an overseas air flight for 8 hours.
Wow.
And we listened to this earlier in the show, and it touched people, Raj. We've heard from a number of people who were tickled by the...
It sounds worse than my international flight when I flew to Europe, 9-hour flight, and I had a bad back, and they gave me the very back seat that doesn't recline at all.
Oh, yeah.
And then I spilled my drink on my lap, so I had wet pants sitting completely vertical.
But this is worse than that. This kid's screaming. Right?
Yeah, it sounds worse.
I feel bad for the parents because my son Nick, when he was a baby, we were at Universal Studios in California.
Yeah,
and he wigged out on the tram ride. Which took you all over Universal Studios. You
right, because that thing goes 2 miles an hour.
Right.
Well, it would drive by the Psycho House. It drove by the Jaws Pond. You saw the shark out there. But then it went through this sort of barn that opened up and King Kong's head came in. A giant head right to the... And he had some sort of psychotic breakdown.
Wow.
He was probably a year old or 2 years old or something
right.
like that. And it was the whole rest of this 25-minute ride that we were trapped on that he screamed the whole way. Mm. So
did you have an older child there? Like Alex?
Yeah, she was probably there too.
So because it makes sense for them. And never, I am always amazed when people just take kids in a stroller with no other kids. I get it when you got a family, you're taking everybody. But this, that kid's not going to remember that Disney trip at all.
No.
You know, George Clooney, he has twins with Amal now. And when they get on a plane, they pass out little bags of candy and apology
ahead of time.
Before everybody takes off.
Let me get your drink.
That's a
drinks on us.
Yep.
Classy way to do that.
This is going to be a bumpy ride.
Well, we took the screaming kid, you're going to hear this, and we put his screams into classic rock music. To great effect. We'll play that here in about 30 minutes. Let's take a phone call. Hello?
Who the hell's this?
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
What? I said that, yes.
On the Eagle.
Right.
Yeah, with all your medical commercials. Yeah, the Eagle is the station for anyone suffering from hot flashes, obesity, vision loss, gum disease, bladder malfunction, prostate disorder, hemorrhoids, and of course, erectile dysfunction.
Maybe, I don't know.
And by the way, I got all of those. And they say that Viagra ain't just for men now.
No. True.
They say women can take it and enjoy sex too.
Right, yeah.
Wait a minute. Women are supposed to enjoy sex?
Yes.
They go, what? Yeah. Oh, I said I was sorry.
Sorry for what?
Ethel's still on me. Yesterday, we went to a funeral, and we was in the middle of the procession, and everybody was mad at me because I was pulling a boat behind my truck. I can't help it. It's rusted on there. I can't get it off. Later.
In an envelope, you have to guess who it is in order to win some prizes. Today, Kenny Wayne, Shepherd tickets, if you can solve this riddle. Bring in player number one. It's Dave from Kingwood. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, Dean, Raj, and Susie?
Super duper.
Hey. All right. Was he a musician?
Yes. Wow. He was a musician.
Wow.
All right. I think I'm going to have to go with Ray Charles.
Could it be? It's so
legendary Ray Charles.
Rare that the person who goes first could ever win this. It's happened. Not today, though.
All right. Good luck, Chili Dog.
Well, you've leapt us right into the arena immediately. We have a dead musician.
Hey, Maria. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good. Where are you?
I'm actually going into my office. Just going to work.
Okay. All right. Well, we know it's a musician. Do you have a question?
No. Would it be Vic Damone or Damone?
Vic Damone, who died earlier in the week.
Vic Damone, who I never really could quite picture. Like an old crooner, right? Kind of a...
I picture Robert Mitchum when I think of Vic Damone, but I don't know.
Yeah, good-looking old man. Yeah.
No. Not him, though. All right, thank you.
Oh, darn.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Well, here he is, the winning contestant. He's going third this week. Chili Dog.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Pretty good, Chili.
All right. Is this a musician whose music you guys play regularly?
Do we play it regularly? That's an interesting way to put that.
That's kind of a nuance that we shouldn't have to answer. We should say that we do play.
We have.
We do play the music.
All right. Let's go with Ray Thomas from the Moody Blues.
The Moody Blues. Wrong.
Easy.
Thank you, and have a great day. Wow.
he took that very hard.
A seasoned veteran, I wouldn't expect that kind of
reaction.
My birthday. I was really hoping for the win, although winning with the Moody Blues feels kind of strong.
How old are you
today? Not my favorite band.
How old are you?
41.
41 years old.
All right, happy birthday.
You're a youngster.
Yeah, and how much of my life have I spent figuring out dead celebrities to bring up on the radio like a jackass?
You could do worse unproductive things.
Right.
This is true. Thanks, y'all, for all the laughs.
Just own it. Hey, Lee.
Leah.
Leah, how are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Dead musician. It's music that we play.
Did he die within the last year?
No, did not die within the last year.
Great question. Work with it.
I can't come up with anything.
All right.
Becky's on the line. Good morning, Becky. Becky, are you there?
Yes.
How are you, Becky?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. What are you doing? You seem distracted.
On the way to work.
Okay. Well, we won't keep you long. What is your question?
Is he over 50?
Yes, he was over 50.
Jimi Hendrix?
Jimi Hendrix.
No.
Who died young.
Bringing in now Terrence to the game, figuring out a dead musician. He was what? Over 50 when he died.
What
died more than
American?
He... Hang on, let me recap.
There's a protocol that we must follow.
It's hard to hear when they're on the cell phones.
It's hard to hear in here.
What? Died more than a year ago. He's over 50. It's music we play, this dead musician. Go ahead, please.
Was he an American?
No.
Ah.
Hugh Masekela,
the South African trumpeter, passed away a couple of weeks ago.
That's interesting and great guess.
Grazing in the grass. We may need to make a note on him.
Yeah. I didn't think anybody would guess him, but now that it has been guessed, we could consider it.
It's not him. Jeff.
Good morning.
Non-American musician, over 50 when he died. We play him.
Was he a keyboardist?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Keyboard.
Jeff Nichols, Black Sabbath for number 10.
Here it is.
For the 10th win. No.
No. Denied.
I'm just happy to be Brock Osweiler to Chili Dogs, Tom Brady.
There you go.
I know, and you were so inordinately confident.
I think I had it. It was right there.
I think nine wins put you way ahead of the class of Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
He doesn't have nine wins in his career.
No, but
you're better than that.
Compared to Chili Dog, it's the best I can hope for.
Well.
And now I find out Chili Dog's only 40. He's in the prime of his career, and I'm coming off the backside of mine.
All right. Well, number 10 will have to wait for you, sir. Made some progress here.
Rapid progress, Dean, as we know we have a dead keyboardist. Not the dude from Black Sabbath.
He's not American.
And we play him.
And he died more than a year ago. We'll take a few more here. Vic. How are you, Vic?
Yeah. How you guys doing today?
Good, good. Optimum.
I just want to let you guys know the Eagle is the baddest station there is, man. All the other ones suck.
Right on, Vic. What's your question?
Okay, was he in the Allman Brothers?
No, not in the Allman Brothers.
Oh, let's say...
3 seconds.
I would say Greg Allman, but...
Nope.
I guess I had to go with Greg Allman.
All right, thanks for playing. Very American band, by the way. This is a non-American.
Reaver.
Yeah, was he the Goblin King?
But Goblin
King. Was he the Goblin King?
Not that I have come across, not that I know of.
Who's the Goblin King?
Okay, so it wasn't David Bowie.
No. That is it. I've never heard that Bowie nickname, have you?
I've never heard that before either.
No, I think it's...
The Thin White Duke.
Yeah.
Right.
Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, of all his...
Goblin King?
I think that's...
Yeah, from the movie... about the... You know that movie.
Oh, yeah. He was in a movie.
Sheriff and the Goblin Labyrinth. Something
okay,
like that.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay. Good try. David Bowie did play a number of instruments, by the way, but not necessarily considered a keyboardist, per se.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Did he die of a drug overdose?
No drug overdose.
Okay. How about Richard Wright of Pink Floyd?
Richard Wright is a great guess.
He is not in there.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right. He is a... non-American keyboard player. We do play him. He was over 50 when he died, more than a year ago. Did not die of a drug overdose. Ponder those clues. You can win Kenny Wayne Shepherd if you can get this. 713-343-107. Inching closer to a solution on Dead Guy in the Envelope for Kenny Wayne Shepherd tickets. What do we know? Well, this is a non-American keyboard player.
We've ruled out the keyboardist from Pink Floyd and Black Sabbath.
So, let's continue. John, how are you today?
Doing great. How are y'all doing?
Optimum.
Go.
Question is the member's name in the band name?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Keith Emerson.
Then?
Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
You would win. Congratulations. You've done it.
Outstanding. Thank you. Woo!
Keith Emerson, Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Died a little over a year ago, right, Susie?
Yeah, he died in 2016 at the age of 71 in California of a gunshot wound to the head, suicide. Apparently he was depressed, had been drinking quite a bit, and what was going on was he had some nerve damage in his hands, and he couldn't play anymore like he used to, and he was very upset and depressed about that.
That would be a bummer.
Right.
Yes.
The love of your life being the keyboard, and you can't do it.
Yeah, known for the flying piano stunt.
Oh, he would levitate, right?
Yeah.
And flip over, spin around on the piano.
He was one of the first to do that. You know, Tommy Lee does it with drums. A lot of artists have come and replicated that, but he was one of the first to
get up there.
He thought, hey, why play on the stage? I'll get up there in the air and play.
Yeah. He broke his nose once doing it and had some finger injuries. When he was really known for his style, and he could do all sorts of sound effects. And there's a story about he was playing with his first band in France, the VIPs, and there was a fight going on. And so he made an explosion and machine gun sound with the keyboard, and it stopped. And so the band started to move things like that in. He was kind of creative, stuff like that.
And he's in one of our favorite branches of classic rock, Raj, prog rock. Love the prog rock.
You know, coincidentally, we just played a song from, we played Heat of the Moment by Asia. And his bandmate, Carl Palmer, is in that song and band.
From Emerson, Lake & Palmer. That was a subtle clue that I intentionally threw in. That did not happen by accident.
Total accident.
In any case, John, you've done it. Well done, sir. Have you won before?
I have never won before.
He's a first timer.
There we go.
And that guy in the envelope with the great keyboard player, Keith Emerson. You're going to see Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Hang on the line there, John.
That is awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Susie's here now. Eagle update.
An expelled student in a gas mask and armed with smoke grenades and an AR-15 killed 17 students and adults at a high school in Florida, injured more than a dozen more. 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz set off the fire alarm so he could draw students into the halls to create maximum devastation at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And then he blended in with students terrified and fleeing the school. Police had to rewind the security video to figure out who he was, and then they tracked him down to a nearby neighborhood where he was arrested. He's been charged this morning with 17 counts of premeditated murder. Tommy Lee's engaged to Instagram model Brittany Ferlin after about a year of dating. You can see the picture on the Dean and Raj Facebook page. She is 24 years younger than he is. This is his fifth engagement. He's been married three times before. The new owners of the murder house from the TV show American Horror Story are suing the home's previous owner because they were never told the house had been in the TV show and had become a tourist attraction. They say fans swarm outside the fence. They trespass constantly. They break in. The wife says one time a garbage truck driver lifted some teenagers up in a dumpster so they could get a better look. She was in the bathroom. She looked out the window and there were teenagers screaming and staring at her. They want $3.2 million. A Brazilian man is in jail in Portugal after trying to smuggle a kilo of coke through the airport in a huge fake butt. A picture of the fake bottoms shows the drug sewn into fake cheeks that were then stitched into the colorful blue men's bikini briefs. And a Florida woman says the mayor of her town offered speed bumps for sex. Catherine Padilla says that she had asked the town for speed bumps on her street for safety measures. The mayor asked her twice for sex and then went to her house to confront her after she officially complained. The bumps have been approved. I'm Susie Hanks. Here's Raj with sports.
Sports brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Rockets beat the Kings 191. It's their 10th straight victory. They're off for the All-Star break now. American Michaela Schifrin wins the gold medal in the giant slalom as expected. She's kind of like the Michael Phelps of her event. They had a lot of pressure on her. By the way, United States fifth in total medal count so far with 8. Norway is in first with 16. The U.S. is tied for second in golds with 5. And yesterday, the pitchers and catchers reported to camp at West Palm Beach, Florida. The Astros, of course, and pitcher Justin Verlander, starting his first full season with the Astros, responded to the Major League Baseball Network and New York media claiming that it's all about the Yankees and that they're the team to beat.
I think the American League goes through us. Obviously, you know, the old saying, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I think we proved we were last year.
It's like anytime I turn on ESPN or the MLB Network, all I see is a report on the Yankees. That's Eagle Sports.